This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi swept to a huge election victory on Thursday. Reuters' Francesca Lana has more.
While the last of some 600 million votes were still being counted, India's foreign minister congratulated Modi on his massive victory. In response, Modi promised to build a strong and inclusive nation in his second term as prime minister. Seeing no need to wait until the count's conclusion, these supporters of Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party took to the streets to celebrate on Thursday morning. A BJP win would spell the first back-to-back majority for a single party since 1984.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lana reporting. Top Pentagon officials are briefing the president with a wide range of options in response to rising tensions with Iran. U.S. officials say that includes possibly sending thousands more troops to the Middle East. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, and Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan are among the briefers at the White House Thursday afternoon. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says it's not clear what Shanahan might say about the meeting, if anything.
For the most part, the Pentagon has been silent. And officials tell me that the Pentagon is trying to be silent because they don't want to get ahead of any decisions that the president makes. None of this is official. These are all options. This is a planning building. They plan for pretty much everything. And as you pointed out, it would be very different for the president to talk about reducing the number of U.S. troops in the region, particularly in Syria. He removed troops earlier and then all of a sudden wanting to add more. So we really have to just wait and see how this meeting goes.
More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. An American man convicted of providing support to the Taliban has been released from prison. John Walker Lind, known as the American Taliban, was released from a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, Thursday after serving 17 years of a 20-year sentence. Lind was captured during the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2001 in the aftermath of a prison uprising that claimed the life of CIA officer Johnny Spann, who was the first American casualty of the war in Afghanistan. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying more nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. A military spokesman says the medium-range rocket is a highly capable missile which fully meets Pakistan's strategic needs. The launch happened amid Pakistan's heightened military tensions with neighboring rival India. Observers say it is part of efforts Islamabad is making to keep pace with New Delhi. Damage assessments and recovery efforts are underway in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri after a powerful tornado caused heavy damage in the state capital and more severe weather swept across the state overnight. Jefferson City Police Lieutenant Dave Williams says authorities will be busy Thursday.
We are going to go door to door. One of the plans we have for later this afternoon is our search and rescue, our fire, our police. We are all going to get together and we are going door to door to make sure that everyone is accounted for.
The National Weather Service said a violent tornado caused heavy damage in Jefferson City minutes before midnight Wednesday. At least three people were killed on the outskirts of the southwestern town of Golden City, and many people were injured. Dutch and British voters are for the first vote in elections for the European Parliament, starting 4 days of voting across the 28-nation bloc. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Netherlands began voting half an hour before the UK opened its polling stations, in a nation still wrestling with its plans to leave the European Union altogether. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said he doesn't want his country to follow the UK out of the EU door, saying the Netherlands needs the bloc to ensure its prosperity and stability. The elections come as support is surging for populists and nationalists who want to rein in the EU's power and limit immigration. Meanwhile, traditional powerhouses like France and Germany insist that unity is the best buffer against the shifting economic and security challenges posed by an emerging new world order. I'm Karen Chamas.
And we have more international stories for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.